Good morning. As I record this and broadcast live, it is Monday, July 5th. I always find it fascinating, the official 4th of July holiday here on the 5th of July. But my name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. And back to a return of a daily broadcast of devotion, encouragement and prayer that began in March of 2020 and took a little pause over the last couple months to re-address some of my equipment issues as well as the direction of this. And so it's good to be back and to share with you and to share together. And I anticipate these will be a weekday broadcast now. Monday through Friday, normally a little earlier than this, but with the official holiday, today's just a little bit later. I'm going to use these first 19 days at least, going through a devotional book that I wrote a couple years ago called Holding On and Letting Go, Finding Hope in the Midst of Disaster. This is a book that I wrote out of my prayer time, requested by a disaster relief organization that they can use in their work and in giving to individuals that suffer through the midst of natural disasters of various kinds. But it really fits all of us. We all have things that will disrupt our life, that seek to isolate us. When I first began sharing daily devotions online in March of 2020, as so many things began to close down due to COVID, I began with these devotions. I wasn't recording or doing live broadcasts then, and so wanted to come back to those now as things have loosened up, at least in my area. And most restrictions have been lifted, but we still live in a time with great division, great chaos, a great need to find hope in the midst of and following disasters of all kinds. And the book's laid out, 19 devotions, they alternate. One day we'll talk about something to hold on to, and the next day we'll talk about something to let go of. And today we begin with the subject of holding on to one another. And kind of use the key verse that I want to read, a few verses, a passage out of 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, beginning at verse 3. It says, "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort. He comforts us in all of our troubles so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort that we ourselves receive from God. For just as we share abundantly in the sufferings of Christ, so also our comfort abounds in Christ. If we are distressed, it is for your comfort and salvation. If we are comforted, it is for your comfort, which produces in you patient endurance of the same sufferings that we suffer. And our hope for you is firm, because we know that just as you share in our sufferings, so also you share in our comfort." I ask a few questions in the devotional book, and I begin with, do you feel alone? Do you ever feel alone? Particularly when you're in the midst of chaos, when you're in the midst of confusion, when you're in the midst of a disaster of some kind or another, do you feel alone? My guess is the answer for most of us is yes. Those types of situations have a tendency to isolate us, or to at least make us feel isolated. But if you look around, are there others experiencing at least similar circumstances? Perhaps not fully identical, perhaps different in some ways and not so different in others, but similar. My guess is if we looked, we would have to say, yes, there are others that are enduring, that are experiencing the same chaos, the same disaster, the same confusion that I'm going through. And I wonder, do you suspect that they feel just as alone as you do? Chances are that's true. And that's why I believe it is so important, so critical, that in the midst of chaos, we deliberately hold on to one another. God has placed us in families, in life groups, in community, knowing that we need one another, that the things that we go through can be preparation for us to comfort others in their distress. Not to give all of the pat answers, to say, I know you'll get through this, or to pass it off as unimportant or all imagined, but to sometimes just sit and listen. That heart of compassion that suffers with others. We know what that is because we see it and experience it in the life of Jesus. The Bible tells us that He suffered and experienced temptation in the same way that we do. That we have a high priest. We have one that goes before God on our behalf, that understands and has experienced all that we do. And while we have that in Jesus, how much more comfort do we receive when that same comfort that is offered through Jesus is shared among one another? You see, God's desire for us in the midst of confusion, in the midst of chaos, in the midst of disaster, in the midst of pandemics and anything else, is that we continue to hold on to one another. There was a lot of isolation and separation, even division, that was brought about through many of the restrictions and regulations in the COVID era. And many still struggle with how to return to community. Feelings of anxiety, feelings of fear, feelings of uncertainty. And yet in the midst of all of that, my encouragement, my prayer for every one of us, that we would find ways to hold on to one another. That we would understand we're not going through this or anything alone. And for those that are practicing that community, that are currently practicing the holding on to one another, look beyond your immediate circle. There are probably those that, if you think back a year and a half ago, that were a part of your group, that were a part of that holding on aspect of your community, that you've not seen or talked to or heard from in quite some time, who may need some extra attention, some extra effort in helping them to be connected and stay connected. in the midst of disaster of any kind. It's my prayer. It's my encouragement. I believe it's God's encouragement that you and I would hold on to one another. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that comforts us in our distress, not simply so that we feel better, but so that we can comfort others in their distress. Father, help us today to renew our commitment to hold on to you. We'll talk about that throughout this series, but today specifically, our commitment to hold on to one another, no matter what. In the midst of our disaster, in the midst of their disaster, in the midst of confusion and chaos and all of the attempts of the enemy to divide us, may we take comfort in knowing that we are not alone. And that when we hold on to those who hold on to you, we truly have a reason for hope in the midst of any chaos. And so, Father, help us to hold tight to you. Help us to reach out to our brothers and sisters, to those that are hurting and lonely. May we find community in our loneliness. And may we recognize, even in those times where our situation looks so unique, that it's not as unique as we think it is. That there are those who understand, who suffer with us, and who can comfort us just as they have been comforted. Father, today, help us to live on this day we celebrate the independence as a nation, in the nation I live in. Help us to live with greater dependence on you. May we recognize that you designed us not to be independent, but to be in a family, in a community, dependent on one another in ways that are good and wholesome and healthy. Father, today, may we lift up Jesus. May we represent him well. May we be those that others would look to for hope and stability, for the direction that points to you when things fall apart in their life. Father, may Jesus be honored and glorified. May we share him with others. May we lift him up so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. Thank you for joining me on this Monday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.